This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with a little Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration for you. And today I want to share a couple of stories about how even the biggest, bravest dogs can be afraid of some things. And with the 4th of July fireworks almost upon us, and all those summer thunderstorms, I thought it would be fun to see how other people's dogs react. We have several funny stories about this in our new bestseller about the life lessons we learn from our dogs. Connie Beckman, for example, has fond memories of how her normally fierce German Shepherd, Bambi, reacted to storms. Now, Bambi was typical of her breed. She was strong yet gentle. She was a fierce protector of Connie's sons. If a stranger entered their yard, she would glare at the intruder with piercing eyes and she would emit a low growl. She never bit anyone, but she managed to drive away a lot of people, even the ones who were invited, like this poor refrigerator repairman who was stuck at their front door one day, wondering whether he should run. He had to be rescued by Connie's babysitter, who assured the dog that the repairman was okay. Even so, Bambi kept her eye on him the whole time he was there working, and he couldn't finish that job fast enough. Connie says, however, there was a side to Bambi's personality that didn't match her bravery. She was so terrified of thunder and lightning that she'd immediately turn into a frightened, timid pup. On any summer day when the sun disappeared behind the clouds, Bambi would race to the door and demand to be let into the house. One time, Bambi was so relentless that she ripped a hole in our screen door and came galloping into the house. She seemed to have a built-in sense that told her it was going to rain. She was usually correct in her predictions because rain, thunder, and lightning would soon follow. So where did Bambi go? Straight to the bathtub, where she'd curl up in a ball and hide from the scary noises of thunder and lightning. Connie gave up trying to get her out of there, too. That bathtub was Bambi's designated storm shelter. As Bambi aged, she couldn't manage to get into the tub anymore, so she switched to hiding in the walk-in shower. What was the life lesson that Connie learned from her dog? It was that we all have our own hang-ups, silly as they might be, and we all need whatever our own safe place is to hide until that danger, real or imagined, passes. And of course, we also learned that our dogs are great weather forecasters. But I think we all know that animals can always tell when a storm is on the way. Even the birds will fall silent when a big one is coming. Donna Collins Tinsley called her dogs the Three Musketeers because they were always together, having fun or getting into mischief. One 4th of July, Donna and her family were visiting her mother-in-law who had a place on a lake, and they brought along the Three Musketeers, a Springer Spaniel, a Chocolate Lab, and a Golden Retriever. After dinner, they put the dogs in the laundry room with their own dinners, while the humans went outside to watch the fireworks. It was a large laundry room, and there was plenty of room for the dogs to lie down and sleep. They had been so busy during the day with running and swimming and playing that Donna figured they would just go right to sleep. And the house was far enough from the lake that the dogs might not even notice the fireworks. But when the humans returned to the house after the fireworks, they were in for a rude surprise. Now, the dogs were innocently lying on the laundry room floor like nothing had happened, but there was a giant dog-sized hole in the laundry room door. It was clear that the dogs had gnawed their way out during the fireworks and then had raced back inside the laundry room through that hole when they heard the family returning. So with the 4th of July coming and all those summer thunderstorms, this is a reminder that even the biggest, baddest dog can turn into the biggest, saddest chicken when confronted with those scary summer noises. I'm Amy Newmark, and I want to thank you for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast today. I'm so excited about the stories in this new dog book that I'm actually planning to share more than 20 with you in future episodes of the podcast and in episodes that have already run. So let your friends and family know about it if you're enjoying these dog stories. And if you have family members who are new to podcasts, show them how to get the podcast on their phones or their computers. And if you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, Life Lessons from the Dog, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there, and you can check out the front and back covers, and you can read more about it. And then you'll find the book wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Target, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Amazon, and your local independent bookstore. Come back next week for some patriotic stories from our Spirit of America book as we head into the 4th of July holiday weeks.